This is October the 8th. We're moving on through to the last segment of this year. It's been a very challenging year for most of us, extremely challenging for some of us, and so very disheartening and sad for others of us. We have much to be grateful for. We have much to pray for. We have much to learn in the way of compassion and empathy for our fellow man. And we hope that the spirit of this blessing will teach us all of these things, because as the spirit of Christ moves through us, it brings us into one body, one human family, and family of life on this earth. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who has helped us get to this point. It wasn't easy. And I want to thank the blessing givers who have been there through all of my challenges, helping to make sure that our Sunday call would stay up, and those of you who want to ask for a blessing or need a blessing could be served. Especially Jenny, who ran the board, and Mary and Darlene, who helped out on the board, and all of you who during the weeks would join with me to offer blessings for those who needed it. I just happened to be in one of the numerous centers of catastrophe, for there were several centers of catastrophe happening concurrently, which made this late summer, early fall season an extremely challenging time for our planet and for our human family. And I thank God and offer my love and eternal devotion to Yeshua, that he was here for us to help us through these days of hardship and calamity, that we not lose faith. So we're here today, and we come in joy, and we come in thanksgiving that we are here today. And just press star 6 and then 1 if you wish to ask for a blessing or express your gratitude for one. And while we're waiting for others to sign on, we have Stormy on the line. Hi, Stormy.
Hello, Glenda. It's Stormy.
Yes, I know. And how are you today?
Well, I need a continued blessing for my kidney stone that hasn't moved yet. And I'm working on it. It's really, really hard. And I've got some new eating called Chancia petreus, the stone plant for breaking up kidney stones. So I'm working on that, but I'd ask for a continued blessing. And really, really appreciated your words last week. Sort of sounded like my music to me.
It did, didn't it? Well, you are so welcome, and thank you for running your music in the background, because it's a blessing to all of us. So you are on my prayer list, Stormy, right now, and all through the week. So let's just keep Stormy in our hearts and in our mind, because we know that he will get through this. It's very painful, but once through it, we can heal. He can heal and get over it. So,
well, luckily, I've gotten too much pain.
Good, good. Well, that part of it's already a blessing to you.
It can be.
So you're already being blessed that it isn't. All right. We have a caller from Area 719, and you're on.
Hi, this is Tara Kim from Colorado.
Hi, Mary Kim.
So how are you today?
I've had better days, but still I'm in the joy of just being all I can be for our community and for Yeshua.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful to have been able to attend the Blessing seminar in January. It has truly been incredibly powerful in my life, and it's just been a blessing in itself and has affected me so much in so many ways.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. And actually, you know, this is why we had to be, we are in those times on the earth where we need this understanding. And that's why Yeshua instigated and facilitated and taught me how to offer the blessing starting in 2010. He gave us a 7-year head start. And I know everyone who went through it. I get letters from them, calls from them all the time on what a difference it has made and how they're able to make a difference in the world. So we're going to be scheduling another live blessing seminar in either January or February. We need to get through these troubled autumn months and get some practical reorganization and healing developed in our life, and then we're going to move forward into accelerated understanding with Christ's blessing. So you may even want to come back.
I know I would. I'm wondering, too, if I might make a request for myself today.
Sure.
I am going to have some eye surgery on Wednesday on my right eye for cataract and glaucoma, and I would like to request a blessing from all the blessing givers for the surgery, the recovery, and also the outcome. I'd really appreciate that very much.
Oh, you got it.
Thank you.
I have been through that myself, so there's
okay.
More than just love in offering that blessing. There's empathy. So
thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and many blessings to you. We have Jim on the line. Hi, Jim.
Glenda?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Mary from Lake Arrowhead, California.
Oh, Mary. Hi.
Hi. Well, not only do I want to ask that we pray for all of those affected by the Las Vegas shooting, but to especially say a prayer for my hometown friend up here, Diane Hill, who was shot in the face and the back and is still in the hospital in Las Vegas. She needs all the prayers we can give her for a recovery.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, it hurts even worse when we know someone who was in it.
Exactly. And, you know, when you think of how many people were not only shot but injured, and then their families and their friends, it's just so many people have been affected. So.
Oh, and the fear that comes from it.
Yeah.
And the distrust that comes from it.
Yeah.
And the quality of life that it diminishes.
So many.
The innocence it takes away. From our faith in being together, there's so much damage on so many levels.
Exactly. We just had a car wash yesterday for one of the gals that lives in another city. She had 3 small children, and she was killed. So.
Oh no.
Her name is Hannah.
Hannah.
We could just keep her family and Diane Hill's family. And
Diane.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. And Hannah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for all you do.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And we have Janet on the line. Hi, Janet.
Well, hello, Glenda. I am so happy to be on this call. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. We hear you perfectly.
Okay. So, as you know, or you may not, that I live in Las Vegas.
Yes, I do know that. So you're in the collateral spill out from it.
Yes, yes. And I just want to add to the blessing for everybody, not only in Las Vegas that has experienced those, you know, in your state and in Mexico, everywhere in the world, there needs to be so much healing to take place. And I know I had such empathy, and my prayers were with you, of course, and many others throughout, you know, the last few months. But I really, the grief hit me harder than ever. So I really have empathy now for people, because when you're that close to it, you do develop that. And I'm grateful for that, because it has in me awakened a greater compassion and empathy and love, and just so much great has come out of this. There is so much love in this city now. And I want you all to know that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. And I'm just
amazing. That's what I learned from the storm. Yes, at first there was all of this horrible, frightening, catastrophic damage. And then the love that swelled up was overwhelming.
Yes, and every day there's been, group meditations and prayers that are taking place and all over the world. And it's just been beautiful to experience that on a daily level. To just, it's just sometimes I'm just so grateful for all the awakening that's really happening out of
exactly.
Yeah.
And this, everybody just listen to this. Listen very, very carefully. This is why, after the 7 years of tribulation, there will be 1,000 years of love and peace. Because we're going to really get it. That life isn't worth living when we cause pain for others. Life isn't worth living when others suffer, because we suffer as well. Life isn't worth living when we create a state of existence that is collectively harmful, collectively damaging, and just beneficial to the few. Life isn't worth living, and we're going to get it. When we get it, collectively, as a human race, when we really get it, there will be a breakout of love and peace unlike this world has ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I'm just getting the chills.
You're welcome. Yes. And that's why we as blessing givers are the first responders. That's what we think about the first responders that came to 9/11. We think to the first responders that came to the great earthquakes and the great hurricanes and the great storms and the fires all over the Southwest. Well, you're the first responders to this critical spiritual awakening that will happen first. It will first come to us as a painful empathy that feels like damage to the soul. And when we get it, when we really get that we have to live as one family, everything is going to change on this earth. So blessing givers, you're doing great work. It's more important than you realize. And we want to expand the number of us. So I don't have it on the books yet because our hotel was also damaged by the hurricane, and they're coming back alive. They're contacting us. We're getting some dates set up for either January or February, but we will be doing it. In the meantime, this fall, there's going to be 2 webinars. Now, the reason we're doing 2 is because we had a subscription enrollment membership for 4 webinars. And the 4th of those was about the artist in you. And we are offering that in November and December. I've got it ready to go. It's ready to be released. I haven't offered it to the public yet because I don't want to create a confusion between that and an additional webinar that I felt we had to have now. It's so important right now that we look at this subject. What if the soul was in charge of your life? This is what we're all going to have to look at. And all of the catastrophes, from the shooting in Las Vegas to the earthquakes to the several hurricanes, and to whatever else may come up this autumn, it's not done with us yet. We're going to have to really look at the fact that we cannot get through these catastrophes with our mind-body complex managing the situation. So what if the soul was in charge of your life? This webinar is a gotta have. It will be double the work for me because I'm doing that in addition to the webinar that I promised and committed for our subscription service. So we'll get it all done. But this one coming up that will start on the 15th of this month is really a life. I mean, it's a lifesaver. It truly is, because it will help. You may not personally be affected by some of the catastrophes that are still yet to happen, but you will be collaterally affected, and you will be called to great empathy and service. If nothing else than in prayer, you will be called into service. And you need to know how to face that, so that you're not crippled by the catastrophe, but you're empowered by the love that can happen because of the catastrophes. And it's just something we all need to know. I just want to remind you that after Yeshua's crucifixion, the apostles, as strong as they were, as much as they knew him personally, as much as he taught them and prepared them in every way, they were crippled by grief and fear, and they hid. They didn't know what to do with it. They were just meeting in fear and grief and crying on each other's shoulder. And what do we do now? They lost their strength from the devastating impact. The devastating impact, even though they saw the resurrection, even though he was with them for a while, they still didn't know what to do with it until on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came in and illuminated their soul. Because only the soul can be in charge in relation to the work that we have to do to bring about peace on earth. And I know that's what you want. I know that's what we all want. And the soul is the only one that can do it. All of Yeshua's teachings to the human side of the apostles wasn't enough. It wasn't till the Holy Spirit came. And then they had the power. And that's why so many people ask me, well, why did the apostles go on and do their work in such joy and triumph, and yet they suffered so much physically? The answer is they didn't even notice the pain, and they didn't care about it. Their soul was in charge, and that's all that mattered. Okay, so this is the equipment, this is the orientation we need to have now. And that's why I just said, okay, Lord, I'm tired. I've been through hell, but that's okay. You know, you taught my soul how to be in charge. And I know that's the work I'm here to do. And then I get to follow up with a really fun webinar that I'm going to love giving to you. It's about the artist in you. And artist, it's too bad in a way that we think of art as only happening in a painter's studio or a musician's recording lab or on a writer's tablet or on a dancer's stage. You know, art is everywhere. It's in everything we do, because art is what we do when logic won't get us there. And most of the phenomenal things in life actually are art. I grew up in a family that had a number of doctors over MDs, surgeons over several generations. And I would hear the stories of these miraculous things that would happen when science came to science didn't know what to do. And they took a leap of faith, and they tried this, they tried that, they did it, and it worked. What was that? It was art. My mother used to say there wasn't a recipe she couldn't salvage. And my gosh, I believe her. She never turned out a bad dish in the whole life I lived with her. And it was, you know, My father was not much more than a handyman. He did construction work and carpentry and painting and paper hanging. But he was called on by the people who owned homes in North Dallas and the richest of the rich homes in Fort Worth. Because they said, Alan, you're an artist. You can do things like nobody else can do. So I grew up in a family of artists that were not painters, that were not sculptors, that were not musicians, that were not writers. But they taught me what the soul and the heart of an artist is. And it's what makes life miraculous. It's what makes life amazing and surprising and delightful and fun and happy. So I wanted to end this year on a happy note. We've had so much hurt this year, so much tragedy. I wanted to end it on a happy note. So it's all going to work out perfectly, and I'll be sending you all announcements about everything. But right now, the enrollments are happening for our webinar. What if your soul was in charge of your life? Okay? That's what the apostles found out. And that's what turned them from a drippy little grieving, sad, lost children into the giants of the earth who brought about to the earth the miracles of early Christianity. So, there's a lot to learn. We still have a lot to learn, and we're not going to get it all from the information age, I promise you, because most of what we need to learn, we have to learn from the soul. So, we've got a little time for some more calls. I've really enjoyed commenting on top of your comments. We have a caller from area code 860, and you're on. I think that's probably Desmond.
No, it's Nancy.
Oh, it's Nancy. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. I would like to ask for blessings for the world. I'm going to get a little emotional about this. But I was in Germany the last couple of weeks, and you could feel the fear surrounding the refugees and those people who are homeless. And so I'm asking, and here's a country who has been open, that has allowed these people to come in. So I'm asking for love and blessings to surround the people who are accepting them and the people who are coming in, because it is two cultures that have to meet and come together and work in cooperation.
Yes.
And I would also like to ask for blessings for my son Peter and his girlfriend, Audra, as well as blessings for all the awarenesses, and thank you for all the awarenesses and healing that I had when I was in Germany, because it was really just mind-blowing to me. And thank you also for your comments during this session. I mean, everything is just, I think, so true, and I also loved what you had to say about art, so I'm waiting to see that.
Okay, you will love that webinar, really. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, I'm not just a painter. And actually, I think my greatest art form is just being Yeshua's friend, figuring out every day of my life how to build a closer, better bridge.
Yeah.
Between him and humanity.
Yes. Yes, I understand that.
And I love it. So, so it's going to be fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I have that down. Now, I have Germany and the refugees down. And is there, and your son?
Mm-hmm. And Audra.
And Audra.
Yes.
Okay. Good. We've got it. Let's take a couple more callers, okay? We have Mara. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Glenda. I send much love and gratitude to you. And I would like to send prayers, send these blessings today to Sue Schneider, Han, just Sue. We call her Sunny because she has such a sunny personality.
Uh-uh.
And also for my cousin Terrence, who was who labored all his life for his adult life for the labor unions and for peace, and he has now had a stroke. And but also I want to share with you that this noon for lunch I had a plum tomato, and I sliced it a little differently than I ordinarily do. And while I was eating lunch, I had it sitting, these slices sitting on my plate. And your talk about the upcoming seminar reminded me of the tomato slices, which I found so beautiful, I found almost hard to eat.
Aww.
They had little forms in the center that looked like a person, a whole person, head, arms, the whole thing.
And oh, how sweet.
I thought, I thank you for helping me to find the art in everything God has created. Everything
oh,
we look
at. Bless you, Maura, for seeing the art in everything God has created. And I think that's the greatest thing that will come from this webinar is the artist in you will be able to see more clearly the artist in God.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, well, you're enrolled, you know. You'll be getting an announcement soon because you're in the subscription.
Right.
I just didn't want to create confusion by presenting them both at the same time. So let's get everybody safely in our wings and enrolled in the first one, and then I'll send out an announcement for that one.
Thank you for your example of continuing with all of this work when I know how you have struggled with a lot of things and
with everything, but it doesn't matter, Maura. See, that's the thing. When your soul is in charge of your life, all these other things just don't matter.
Right. Yeah.
They don't.
I'll learn.
We will, and we'll learn to laugh.
Yeah.
We'll learn to hug each other, and we'll learn to say, you know, wow. That was interesting. What's next?
Yes, without cringing.
Exactly. Okay, my love. Thank you for that. And I've got three more callers I'm going to try to take.
Yes.
We've got to move fast. We've got. I think it's Timothy. Salad or is it Kalida? Hi.
It's Tim.
Tim. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to add my good friend Adele, the blessing. She
okay.
Got chemotherapy for breast cancer, and she married my college back in the early 80s. Three children for a family.
What's her name?
Adele.
Adele.
Thank you.
Okay. I've got her on my list, and you know, blessing givers, I hope you make a list also, because it helps when you offer the blessing to have these people in mind in your hearts as well. We're going to move on really quickly. Area code 413, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June from Massachusetts.
Hi, June.
Hi. I'd like to ask a blessing for my cousin up in Canada, Mark Aubert and Odette.
Okay.
One has cancer, and he's, you know, he's in okay shape, but not great, you know, and he's in his 80s, and both of them are in their 80s, and they're exceptionally fine people, and they've become friends of mine through genealogy. Precious. And I would like also just to say it was totally fascinating what you were saying. I went to a regular service today, and they had quoted Paul's letter to the Philippians, and he said just briefly, what if he was one of the elite, and then he had this transformation. And whatever gains I had, these I've come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. Anyway.
Oh, that is so perfect, Jean. Thank you for quoting that for us. What a great way to sum up thoughts on this blessing call. So I have your friends on the list, and there's one more person I'd like to see because maybe they need to ask for a blessing. So, Jean, I'm going to move on and take that call.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 641, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Lucy. I'd like to ask for prayers to help my eyesight heal and for me to get some sleep. I've had no sleep in about 3 or 4 nights, and it's just getting to me, so thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Lucy.
Oh, Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Yeah, okay. You are on our blessing list, and our queue is now empty, so it looks like it's time for us to start our blessing. And we also know, regard, and keep in mind that many of you, all of you came here for a reason, either to be here to receive a blessing for the earth or for your family or your community or a friend you care about or yourself, and you just didn't ask personally because you know that you will ask in prayer while we are offering the blessing, and that's fine. So just get comfortable in your seat. Make sure your legs and arms are uncrossed. We want the energy to flow directly from heaven to earth and from the earth back through your body to heaven and to move many times back and forth. Sometimes you may even feel it spiraling around, and sometimes you may feel it vibrating just a little bit. It has different patterns, but it almost always moves through and around our heart so that it can examine and absorb the prayers of your heart. So I will say my invocation to Yeshua, and then for 3 minutes you can be in prayer, however you pray, whether it's silently or just holding your heart and soul in one place with empathy and faith, or praying aloud or with others holding hands. However you pray is you, is your connection to God. And that's the purpose of the blessing, is to restore and strengthen your connection to God. So let us begin. Blessing givers, will you stand with me, please? And yes. And I realized that with that little background noise, I do need to mute our last caller. Okay. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, brother of us all, Son of God, the one who is the bridge to our adoption as children of God. For we were created originally to assume and hold that position in which our soul will be in charge of our life. And the things of this earth matter very little. It doesn't matter much what we lose in the way of material things, as long as we find the love and the triumphant grace of the soul to be here and to be in charge, to turn this world into heaven on earth. We thank you for calling together the blessing givers to assemble on Sunday so that we, being not just one but many, join in one body in many places to offer blessings to this planet that is troubled in so many ways, challenged in so many ways. We ask that you be with each person who requested a blessing or a blessing for others. We ask that you be with the poor. We ask that you be with the aging. We ask that you be with the children and all of those hurting and crying, those who are lost and homeless and bereaved because they have been evacuated from their homeland, or those who are torn from their home by some natural disaster. Help them to see that their home is in you. Their home is in God. Their home is in their soul. Their home is wherever the soul recreates their love to flourish in a new and beautiful way, a new and beautiful place. We ask for healing in all places, in all ways, and for all reasons. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete, except that you need to go and rest for about 7 minutes to receive all of the gifts that have been given. So I'll say bye-bye from me. Have a lovely week. And I look forward to being with you again next week.